Chapter 1, 1940, Blitzkrieg Triumphant. We enter the most decisive year in German history, Adolf Hitler declared in his New Year message on the 1st of January 1940. 80 million people cannot be kept from participation in the world's wealth. All the measures we have already taken neither robbed nor harmed the rest of the world. They merely gave the German nation things that other nations had. In 1939, Central Europe had been pacified through a series of epoch-making events, including the destruction of the Poland of Versailles. On the 3rd of January 1940, the Italian fascist dictator Benito Mussolini wrote a letter to Hitler, which was not delivered until the 8th of January. Most strikingly, Il Duce suggested that Hitler retain a modest, disarmed Poland, albeit liberated from the Jews. This would deprive the Western democracies of any justification for continuing the war. At the same time, Mussolini advised Hitler not to attack Western Europe. The solution to Germany's Lebensraum, living space problem, lay in the Soviet Union. Mussolini further distanced himself from the general direction of Hitler's foreign policy by sneering at the Molotov-Ribbentrop Pact, the non-aggression treaty between the USSR and Germany, describing it as an abandonment of the anti-Bolshevik program of the Nazi Revolution. Until 4 months ago, he wrote, the Soviet Union was world enemy number one. It cannot have become, and is not, friend number one. Astonished by the strong anti-Soviet tone of Mussolini's letter, the foreign minister Joachim von Ribbentrop composed a stern memorandum for Hitler on its contents. Neither German nor Italian interests were threatened in any way by an easing of German-Soviet relations. As for Mussolini's suggestion that a reconstructed rump Polish state would pave the way towards peace with Britain and France, Ribbentrop pointed out that a peace settlement had already been offered to the Allies in October 1939, and roundly rejected by them. On the 10th of January 1940, Hitler set yet another date for the attack on France via Belgium and Holland, the 17th of January. On the same day, an embarrassing incident occurred, which cast doubt on whether the original plan for the Western Offensive, codenamed Case Yellow, Fall Gelb, could go ahead as planned. Major Helmut Rheinberger, an officer in the German Airborne Division, was on board a reconnaissance plane from Lodenheide to Cologne when his pilot, Major Erich Honmans, lost his way in freezing fog before he mistakenly switched off his engine, leading to a crash landing near Mechelen-sur-Meuse in neutral Belgium. Inside Rheinberger's briefcase were secret plans for the German attack on Belgium, including detailed maps. After climbing from the burnt wreckage, Rheinberger took the documents behind some bushes and set them alight. But Belgian soldiers had spotted the burning plane crash-landing and were quickly on the scene. Rheinberger told Bernhard von Bülow, the German ambassador to Belgium, that he had only a few fragments of the documents he was carrying before his capture. After being taken to military quarters, he tried to burn the rest by throwing them into a stove. What became known as the Mechelen Incident led a furious Hitler to postpone Case Yellow and to reconsider his battle plan for the attack on Western Europe. On the 11th of January, Hitler hastily issued Fundamental Order No. 1, which related to the preservation of military secrets. In future, no person who was not directly involved in the planning and decision-making of military operations would be allowed access to military secrets. The Mechelen incident created a huge international outcry and had enormous repercussions. The counsellor of the Belgian embassy in Berlin handed a diplomatic note to the German Foreign Ministry on the 12th of January, formally protesting about German aeroplanes flying over Belgium. Paul-Henri Spaak, the Belgian foreign minister, made it clear to Bülow that the documents they'd retrieved clearly revealed a plan to attack Belgium. All that